We were learning in our Kiddushin a few weeks ago. We left off on Mem Zayin on base. The Gemara on that Mem Zayin on base quoted a brisa. So there is a machloike between Rabbi Meir and the Hachamim in the following case. If a man is Mekadosh HaYisha, he's Katshali B'shtachoy, he's Mekadosh HaYisha B'shtachoy B'dacherim, somebody else owes me money. And I have a document, I have a shtar that ascertained, that testifies that he owes me the money. So I give this shtar over to the kala, and I say, instead of giving the kala a ring, instead of giving the kala some other form of kesef or shava kesef, I give the kala a shtar choy, which is certainly worth a shava pruta, it's worth hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars, whatever. She now has the ability to collect the money from the person who had borrowed the money from me. So if I'm a kaddish liisha, and I hand her over a shtar choyv that somebody else owes me money. Or, the brisa says, or oshahoy lo milva bi'arachem, if somebody else owes me money, and it's a milva al peh, I don't have a shtar choyv. Just that everybody knows that he owes me the money and he didn't pay. And I transferred over the debt to the kala. And I enable her to hear shu alehim, and I give her the right to collect the debt. So the brisa quotes that that's a machlokes of mei anachacham. And there it says it's a good kiddushin, mikudeshes, nechachamim say, good kiddushin, mikudeshes, nechachamim say, hey mikudeshes. So we had started the Gemara, but the Gemara says that there's a double machlokes in this brisa. V'hacha, the milva bishtar, or the milva al peh, kol mefiligi. There's a machlokes, if I'm a kaddish the kala, the milva bishtar, if someone else owes me money, or if I transfer a debt, the milva al peh to the kala, the milva al peh means, well, there's no shtar, but everybody knows that he owes me the money. There's a double machlokes. Rav Meir and the Rabbanan in these two cases. What is the machlokes whether the kedushin is good? So we had started the first case in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to go on to more cases, more pshatim in the case. The first, the Gemara says, the milva bishtar b'mayt ligi. What is the machlokes in the case of milva bishtar? I transfer the debt to the kala by handing over the shtar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara suggests various possibilities. The first, it doesn't say explicitly in the brayso what we're fighting about. So the Gemara is suggesting over here different pshatim. So the first pshat is the tzluk that the Rebbe, the Rabbanon, come if ligi the Tanya. We have a machlekes Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, against the Chachamim, the other Tanoim. How does one transfer a debt to somebody else? If somebody owes me $1,000 and I have a shtar chayv that says that he owes me $1,000 and I give you the shtar and I say, here is a shtar, I give you full rights and privileges to go collect the money from the lova, want to borrow the money from me, I now give you the right to collect the money from him. So are you kind of this shtar choyv just by mesira alone? And then later on, the minute after, let's say an hour after I give it over the shtar to you, or a day after, I say, I change my mind, I want it back. So let's say I give you a gemara. And then a day later I back out from the gifts. If I follow, I can back out terke de dibur. If you wait too long, you can't back out. I give you, let's say, a building. I give you a matana, I sell you something. And the kinyan was chalarei, we made a maisi kinyan. So once the maisi kinyan is made, you can only back out terke de dibur. After you pause for half a minute, it's far found. You can't back out anymore. So here the question is, what is considered the kinyan that clinches this haknah? That now you have the right to collect the debt from the other person who had borrowed the money from me, and I no longer have the right to collect this debt.
But I can call up the other guy and tell him, look, it's his fella. Come, listen to him. Buy a building.
No. Why? Oh, the Gemara is going to say later, I can be Michael. We'll get to that. That's another study. But offhand, the Gemara is talking a simple case. I gave you the shtar chayv either b'matana, or I'm selling you the shtar chayv. Let's say I have a shtar that says he owes me $1,000 collectible in another year or two, but I need cash now, so I'll sell you the shtar chayv now for $750, for $850 or something, because you're going to have to wait another 2 years till you collect all the money, till you collect $1,000. So which Meshuggah is going to pay $1,000 now in order to be able to collect $1,000 in 2 years? Why should he do that? He's going to pay less. So let's say when you pay me the money, what is the kinyan that has to be made on the shtar chayv that the deal should be clinched, that I shouldn't be able to back out? So the Gemara quoted a machlokes in the brayso. Osios means a shtar chayv that has letters, aleph base letters written in it. So the Gemara has this machlokes Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi against the Rabbanon. Osios niknas b'mesira divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, when I give over the shtar to you, I have the shtar that says he owes me money. I give you this piece of paper that says he owes me the money. So that clinches the deal and I cannot back out. And the Chachamim disagree and they say no. The Chachamim Maimrim, Ben Shekosa V'loi Masa, Ben Shemasa V'loi Kosa. If I gave you this shtar that says he owes me the money, I didn't write another shtar. Or if I write down on a piece of paper, I hereby transfer the obligation, the debt, that Reuven owes me $1,000, and I have the shtar chayiv in my files, I have it in my safe. So I write, instead of giving you the shtar chayiv, I write down that I transfer the debt, the obligation to you that he owes me. You now have the right to collect that debt. So the Chacham say that's not good enough. If I'm kosav, I gave you a new shtar and I didn't hand over the old shtar, or I gave you over the old shtar and I didn't write a new shtar in addition to the old one, it's no good. The only way you can be koine the obligation that he owes me, the $1,000, the only way for me to switch it is ksiva umesira. I have to give you the old shtar plus write a brand new shtar that says that I'm giving you over this whole debt. Bein kosav alay masa, bein masav alay kosav alay kono. So you have to have ksiva, you have to write a new shtar, so you have to give over the old shtar that says that he owes me the money. So the Gemara suggests it must be that this is an achlekes of Meir and Rabbanon, when the chassan is mekadesh the kalo, instead of giving her a ring or giving her a cookie or giving a kesef, a shava kesef, a pruta, a shava pruta, instead of that he gives her a shtar chayiv d'acherim. All he did was he gave her the shtar chayiv d'acherim, and he didn't write another shtar. He didn't have ksiva mesira, he just had mesira. So the Gemara suggests that must be the machlokes. Maris lay the Rebbe. Rameya says Mekudesh is because Rameya holds like Rebbe that Osios Niknas b'Mesira. Rameya preceded Rebbe. So Rameya, the Gemara thinks Rameya before Rebbe, probably thinks Isvara, that you can transfer a shtar chayiv by just giving over the shtar. So now I have given the Kala $1,000 worth of a shtar chayiv that she can now collect from the Leiva. Umar and the Chachamim and the Braisa who say Eidim Kudesh is Umar, basically the Rebbe, and the Chachamim, the Rebbe Meir, probably disagree with Rebbe. They hold that you need Ksivu Mister. I didn't give the Kala anything yet. I'm pulling a leg. I tell her, I give you the right to collect $1,000 from the other fellow. If I want, I can back out. So Alpidin, I didn't give her anything. It's just a promise. Let's say, if she'll go and collect the Shtar Chayim, she'll have the money. Alright, then it'll be Mekudesh. Let's say I tell a girl, I marched down the aisle and I forgot to bring the ring. So I say, I left it at home. I tell you what, I tell the girl, you go to my house, you pick up the ring, the Hariyat Mekudeshesli. She goes to my house, she picks up the ring. So good, when she picks it up, it's Mekudeshes. The Kozman that I didn't give her the ring, so she's not Mekudeshes. So over here, we want to make her Mekudeshes from the minute that I give over the Shtar Chayivim before she collects $1,000. If I tell her, go collect $1,000 that he owes me and you can keep it, the Hariyat Mekudeshes, and she goes and she collects it, Tzavar, it's good Kiddushin if and when she goes and collects. But at the Chovi here, she didn't collect it yet. I just gave her the Shtar Chayiv. Did I give her anything al pidina? Did I just give her a promise that if she'll go and collect it, it'll be hers? So Rab Meir holds Mekudesh, as Rab Meir holds like Rebbe. I transfer the obligation already now. She's already koina the Shtar Chayiv. And it's Mekudesh, take it. And the Chachamim say, yeah, Mekudesh is because they hold unique Sifah Mesiris. I didn't give her anything yet. I just gave her a promise that I gave her the right to go collect it. When she'll get it, then she'll be Mekudesh. That's something the Gemara suggests. The Iboy same, but it doesn't really say explicitly in the Brice of what Rameh and the Rabban are fighting about. It just says they're arguing about a case when the Chassan transferred over a debt to the Kala that somebody else owed him. Shtar Chayiv d'Achrini, and I give the Kala the right to collect the Shtar Chayiv from the other fellow, and it doesn't say explicitly what the Plukta is. So the first suggestion the Gemara gives, the Gemara doesn't have any names here, which Amoroyim are suggesting this. As Thoma the Gemara, the Amoroyim are giving all the possibilities. All the logical possibilities of interpreting this braisa. So the first suggested interpretation was that the machlekes are man and rabbanon is whether osius niknas be mesira or osius niknas be ksiva mesira. And the Gemara says, v'iboy seimo, and if you want, v'iboy is, and if you want, eimo, I can say another suggestion, another pshat in the machlekes in the braisa. The kuli alma leis lu the Rebbe. Perhaps nobody holds like Rebbe. Nobody holds osius niknas be mesira. Everybody holds like the Chachamim de Rebbe that you need ksiva umesira. You have to give over the old shtar and write in addition a new shtar that says that I'm giving you over, I'm transferring over the obligation, the debt that the other fellow owes me. So what are they fighting about? If everybody holds, the Loike Rebbe, so what are we talking about? Oh, the Hacha, we're talking about a case that you did ksiva umesira. The Chassan marches down the aisle. Instead of giving the ring, say Hariyam Kodesh Asli on the right finger, he gives her two pieces of paper. And he said there is a Kiddush Shtar, that's a different thing. A man can be Mekadesh and Isha B'Shtar, but on the Maisa, he writes on a piece of paper, Hariyam Kodesh Asli, that's a different thing, that's Kiddush Shtar. But here he's using Kiddush Kesef. Uh-huh. What kind of Kesef? He's giving her paper money. What kind of paper money? He gives her the Shtar that says that Reuven owes me $1,000. And he gives her another Shtar that says that I hereby give you the right to collect this Shtar. news that good. So everybody should hold that it's good kiddushin.
Really, he's not giving her anything. He's giving her the right to collect. Now, if the guy is, let's say, he dies, or he goes bankrupt, chapter 11, whatever, he can't collect a penny. What kind of condition? He gave her a piece of paper that wasn't worth anything.
If he dies, he's not giving him anyway.
No, he means the Leiva dies. He means the Leiva dies, or the Leiva goes bankrupt and he can't collect. No, it's a different thing. But right now, I did give her a debt. I gave her a chov, and giving her a chov itself is considered kesef.
But as such, I didn't give her anything. I gave her a right to a right, but that's not actually the thing.
When the kaddish and shtar alone, what does he give her?
But even kaddish
and shtar, kaddish and shtar is a different thing. No, we were talking about kedusha kesef.
Yeah, this is kesef.
It's a chiddush. It is a chiddush. The Gemara says that this is good kesef, even though it's not tangible, even though he doesn't give her a metaltalim or a karka. Still good when I transfer a debt to the kallah, since I gave her a dovah chodesh, it's good kiddush. And I later on, what if the leiva goes bankrupt and the maaseh doesn't pay? Doesn't matter, but the shas maaseh when I give.
She can sell that stuff as the third party.
Yeah.
You want to get married tomorrow and sell to a third party, right?
Right. So we consider that al pi din that he did give her a shabbos. He gave her a shabbos kuta, much more than a shabbos kuta.
It's a call with it. Like giving a share of stock. You say the same thing. Give a share of stock.
Maybe, but she can sell it. No, that's not true.
So the same thing. She can sell.
She can sell it.
Okay. This she can sell too. Right. She can sell. If you can't sell it, then it's not called a shava pruta.
No.
We always assess things. How do you determine how much something is worth? This Gemara is worth $1 million to me because I got it as a gift from Rabbi Soloveitchik and he signed his name in it and he crossed out Allah word in the rush and he made a correction. It's not worth $1 million. Then it's Hamakamu Hushov Alinkabashuk. The Gemara says that Shavis Alpidin and Nesiva says in several of his Svarim, how do you establish how much something is worth Alpidin? Kamu Hushov Alinkabashuk. How much can you get for it if you sell in the marketplace? If no one's going to pay $1 million, it has sentimental value to me. That's not called Shavis Alpidin. So when we say the man is Mekadesh the Isha with the Shtar, has to be a shavah pruta based on kamu who shavah lim kavajuk. Has to have.
Maybe she thinks it's worth more and it's worth less. It's just like my.
That's no good. Then it's no good. That's the Gemara is going to bring up. That's another thing. That's another problem. Let's say I give the girl a ring which is really worth $10, which is good for kiddush. She would have known that it's only worth $10. It would have been good. But she thinks it's worth $20. So Gemara says it's not good kiddush.
That's why you don't use diamonds at them like that.
But Taisa says that's why the meaning is you don't use diamonds. Because the people can make tremendous mistakes. The Kala can make a tremendous mistake and think that it's worth much more. Right. So the Gemara here is talking about a case where he gave her the V-boy, same as the Gemara says, he gave her the Shtar Chayv Gachmini with Ksiv Umestira. And she knows how much it's worth and it has a market value. So it's Kamu Hushav Din Kabar Shuk is worth more than a Shavu Pruta. So if so, so what are they fighting about? So what's the Machalikis Revi, this Rabbi Anasi against? What's Machalikis Remeh and the Rabbanan and the Bryce, whether she's Mekudeshus or not? Oh, the Gemara says, "V'hocha b'derapapa kama fligi." The machlekes when the Rabbanan is whether Rapapa is right or Rapapa is wrong, because Rapapa made a chiddush. Yomar Rapapa, Rapapa said a chiddush. This is quoted from Baba Basra Daf Ayin Vav. That sugya of osias niknes b'mistira, as opposed to osias niknes b'ksiva mistira. That's where the main sugya is in Hamerchas Hasfino, Baba Basra Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Zayin. So the Gemara has there a connection with this machlekes when the Rabbanan. Let's say Lalacha, we usually assume, Shulchan Aruch, we pass from Osnes Niknes B'Ksiva U'Mesira. The only way to transfer a Shtar Chayv Dachrini, I have a Shtar that says that Reuven owes me $1,000, the only way to transfer this Shtar that I shouldn't be able to back out is by giving over the Shtar, handing it over in person to you, plus giving another Shtar in addition that says that I transfer over the Shtar to you. So what has to be written in the new Shtar? What is the Nusach of the new Shtar? It just says that I have, this is to ascertain that I, the undersigned, have hereby handed over the Shtar Chayiv that Reuven owes me $1,000. That's the text that I wrote and I signed my name. Is that good enough? So our prophet says, no good. Haiman Dizovin Shtar Lachavrei. Any person who wants to sell a Shtar Chayiv to somebody else, either to sell it to somebody else or to give it as a gift to somebody else, doesn't matter. Whether you're selling, let's say I'm selling the $1,000 Shtar Chayiv for $800 now. I'm giving it to a matana. It doesn't matter whether it's a mechira matana. Sarech l'michtav lei, we pass k'nosi esniknes b'ksiva u'mesira. So I have to write a new shtar. What is the text of the new shtar? So Rabbi says it's not enough if you write, this is to ascertain that I, on this sign, have handed over to you the old shtar that Reuven owes me $1,000. And then it should belong to you. The shtar should now belong to you. That's not good enough. I have to write in the new shtar that I'm giving you, Sarech l'michtav lei, the following text in the new shtar must be written. Knilach hu, b'chol shibudeh, I give you the right to be kind of the shtar that says that Reuven owes me $1,000, and also the Shibudim, not some that the piece of paper should belong to you, and the Chayv should still belong to me. No, I have to write Mefurish that the rights to collect $1,000 now belong to you. It's not understood. It's not understood if I write, I, the undersigned, have hereby handed, this does claim that I, the undersigned, have handed over to you the Shtar Chayv that says that Reuven owes me $1,000. That's not enough. I gave you the Shtar Chayv, so the piece of paper belongs to you. I have to write, and I authorize you to collect the debt, and you have the right to keep the money. I have to make it clear that I give you the right to keep the money.
That's the right name
of the
yeah. To the bearer. Well, the bearer.
To the bearer is also good. The Gemara refers to the bearer of this, that's also good. Motzik Sabde. In Shulchanach they call that by a Goyish word, they call it a Mamrani. Some kind of a Spanish word. Bearer. Yeah. It doesn't have a name. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that that's good. If the Shtar says Motzik Sabde. Either Adam signed on a bottom, either it says this is Tassatain that Hershe Shechta owes the bearer of this document $1,000,000. Or if I sign it myself, it says I owe you $1,000,000, and I sign my name on the bottom. So whoever you is, even if, says, even if it's a highly unlikely person, let's say my biggest enemy comes and he says, here's the shtar, it says that I owe him $1,000,000. I say, that's ridiculous. How could I borrow you? How could I borrow $1,000,000 and you would never lend me money? He says, I don't care. Has my name signed on the bottom? Or has two Adams signed on the bottom and it says that Herschel Schechter owes the bearer of this document? However, he got it. Not if he got it by crook or by hook to Ignish, but if he got it beheter, even though he originally didn't lend me the money, let's say someone else lent me the money, and he got the shtar from him. It's also good.
So he's not document transferring to
him. Right, that's a shaylah of a baster. Let's say Reuven owes me $1,000. He borrowed $1,000. Then I give you the document, I'm a ton, or I sell it to you for $700, $800. Then you come to Reuven to collect the money. Reuven says, but prove that, let's say, how did you get it in the first place? If I gave it over to you, it's not enough. I have to give it to you. I have to give it to you and write a new shtar. When you come to collect from Reuven, do you have to bring the both shtaris? The old shtar that says he owes me the money with the new shtar? Or is it good enough if you just bring the old shtar and he has to take your word for it that you tainer, that you bought this, you bought the shtar from me in a proper fashion? So that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes in Baba Basra. Abaye v'Rava. That's a different machlekes. If you hold like Rebbe, that also is nikkus b'mesira. The Gemara says if you hold like Rebbe, that also is nikkus b'mesira. So then, for sure, all you have to do is go to Reuven and with the old shtar and say, "Here's the shtar," and find it. We don't pass like Rebbe. So if you don't pass like Rebbe, there's a machlekes Abaye v'Rava in the end of Baba Basra. But it's torach lahavi raya or ain't torach lahavi raya. It's a new machlekes. Maybe if Aliba de Emes, you claim a taina that I sold it to you, b'ksiva m'sir, when you come to Reuven with the old shtar and you say that you bought the right to collect it from me, maybe the din is that he has to take your word for it.
Then what's the purpose of the original amount of writing him a shtar m'sir if he doesn't really need it later on?
Not for the just for the kinyan, not for the riot, just for the kinyan.
What's the difference between the other guy and the loiv? If he has to pay him or him,
right? Just, the loiv is going to get. Loiv is going to pay $1,000, and he's going to rip up the shtar.
Loiv is afraid. So he may have to pay twice.
No. The old shtar, I certainly have to give back to the loiv. You go to the loiv with the old shtar. No, he pays $1,000, and he rips up.
Maybe the mal may come back later on with a tiny saying, "I lost."
But he has the shtar.
No. You can lose the shtar. In other words, so the mall can come back. Oh, wait a minute. No. The mall comes back and finds the lost spot.
So the other fellow stole it.
He said, yeah. So why'd you believe him? He didn't have proof that he got it from you.
Right, so that's the machlekes is Abaye v'Rava. Right. That's machlekes, but the Tzorech Lahavi right, but the Lekeach has to prove that he was played in the shtar. Right. That's the machlekes.
Did they used to record these things in Basin?
No. It's not necessary, I'll be doing. They never did. So the Gemara suggests that perhaps this is the machlekes between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan and the Braisa. The Braisa records the machlekes, it doesn't say what the case is. The chosun under the chuppah, instead of giving a ring, a kes of a shavah kes, he gives a shtachoyv d'achrini, and he now enables the kala to collect $1,000 from the loiva. So it's the machlekes, Reb Meir and the Rabbanan, whether the kedushin is good or not. So the Gemara says, what are they fighting about? So the Gemara says now, Iboy is saying, if you want, I'll say another pshat. The cool Yamalais Luhud Rebbe, we just started on the fifth line from the bottom of the Memzain on the base. So the Gemara says, maybe they all hold against Rebbe. That unique Ksiva Mesir. And under the Chuppah he gives it two documents. He gives it the old document and he gives it a new document, the Ksiva with Mesir. But the Machlekes is, Rabbi and the Rabban have a Machlekes over here, in the new document that the Chassan wrote right before the Chuppah, when he marched down the aisle and he gives it that, He just said, I hear, this is past the time that I, the chassan, I, the undersigned, gave you over the document that says Reuven owes me $1,000, and he failed to write, and you have the sole rights now to collect the debt, and I no longer am the balabos over the choyv. You are now the balam on the choyv. So the Gemara says, maybe that's machlekes Raman or Rabbanon. Do you hold like Rapapa that it's necessary to write that? Or it's understood, how much do you have to spell out? I give the girl a shtar that says, this is past the time that I handed over to her the shtar. The Reuven owes me $1,000. The Fashtetzach, I gave her the right to collect it. What then did I give her the shtar for? She should hang it up and look at it to know how rich I am. I gave the shtar means that she has the right to collect it. The Gemara says, maybe that's not like it.
But
the Rapapa comes ligi. They're fighting. Rabbanan say niksivu mesira. So now Rapapa raises a new question. What has to be written? He's clarifying within the Rabbanan and the Rebbe. What do you have to write in the new shtar? So I would have said, you're writing a new shtar. This is the thing that I've handed over to you. The document that says the Reuven owes me money. So Rapapa says, that's not enough. You have to be more mepurish. And you have to write the chol shibudei d'izbe. You have to write, and I give you the right to collect the choy. It's not enough if you just write that I gave you over the shtar. So the Gemara says maybe that is the machlokes. Ma rishlei the rapapet. Rav Meir says the rabbanon hold ainu mukudeshes. The chachamim and the brayser say ainu mukudeshes because they hold like rapapet. So if you didn't write specifically, you didn't write explicitly kneila chol shibudei d'izbe. So she's not kneila the shtar yet. So until she'll go and collect $1,000 from moving, the kedusha won't be valid. Umar, let's play the Rapapa. And Rav Meir and the Braisa denies Rapapa. He holds Rapapa's rule. It's understood that if I wrote in a document, I get handed over the shtar to the girl. That means that she has the right to collect it. What then? Yeah. So therefore, Umar, Rav Meir holds against Rapapa. So he holds Mekudesh, the kedusha is good.
He also holds like the Rabbanan, like some Rabbanan.
Right, right. They argue, Rav Meir and the Rabbanan argue within the Chachamim de Rebbe. What is the nusach that has to be written viksiva? So Tosis has a comment, the bottom Tosis has a comment over here. The issue as to whether you hold like Rapapa or not can be debated. You can hold like Rapapa, you can hold against Rapapa. We haven't passed like Rapapa. You can debate the issue whether Rapapa is right or wrong within Rebbe, just like within the Rabbanan. According to the Chachamim de Rebbe, you have to have Ksivu Mesira, have to hand over the old shtar, have to write a new shtar. So the machloik is, the shaila will be, what has to be written in the new shtar? You have to write, I gave you the right to collect the shtar choyv, and I no longer have a right. Kenelach kol shibudei d'izbe, or is it enough if you're right? I gave you over the shtar, and it's understood that you have a right to collect. You can hold like Rebbe that osias nisnus b'mesira, and raise the same issue. What do you have to say when you give over the shtar?
Because with the rabbanan, when you, there is a possibility that if he gives you old shtar and then a new shtar, just simply says, I give you this shtar, you should burn this shtar, you have the shtar. Okay, so you have something to be slimer. But according to Rebbe, who said that all you have to do is just give him a sira and just give him one piece of paper and said, I'm assigning you a shtar, and doesn't specify what kind of shtar, what's all about.
No. Let's say I give my lawyer. Let's say I'm a shlemiel, I always lose the shtar. I always give them to my lawyer, he should put it in the file or in the safe.
So the back and come back, right?
Let's say I give my shtar to my lawyer. So the lawyer has a shtar that says the Reuven owes me $1,000. So the lawyer has no right to collect the money from Reuven. It's understood that he's holding it for me. He's just my lawyer. I didn't give him the right to collect it and keep the money. So you have to make it clear at the time you give over the mysterious hashtag that it's l'shem atana, that it's l'shem kinyan, that it should hereby belong to you. You should have the right to collect it. So Tosis claims, why can't you raise the same issue?
According, if you don't know like Rav Papa, what does he have to write on the shtar mesira?
I am makna the shtar to you.
So, in other words, if he doesn't have the original
star
to go with it...
No, you have to have the original star to go with it. Rebbe doesn't say Ksiva, Rebbe says only Mesira. Rebbe doesn't say either Ksiva or Mesira. That's the misleading lashon we had. Rebbe says the only thing that works is Mesira. I have to give the old star that says that Reuven owes me $1,000, and I have to make it clear orally that you now own this debt, you have a right to collect the debt. So Tosis Tainis is, why can't you raise the same issue within the Rabbanan? How much does he have to say when he gives over the shtar? Orally, when he gives over the shtar, does he have to say, I'm giving you ownership of the shtar, is that good enough? Mizrach understood, you own the shtar means you have a right to collect it. Oh no, it's not enough. I have to say, I give you the right to collect the debt. It's not understood. Rapapa happens to say, tzorech lemichtav le, you have to write. So Rapapa is clearly only speaking within the Rabbanan and the Rebbe. But Tosis Tainis, you can raise the same issue whether Rapapa is right or wrong. Within Rebbe, You can say Osius Niknas b'Mesira and still say Maris le the Rav Papa, Maris le Rav Papa. How much do you have to spell out orally? That's what Tosis Titus.
What is better, according to Rebbe, when you talk out that I'm giving over to Shabbosim, or the Ksiva when you don't, the Ksiva from the Rabbonim who argue with against Rav Papa?
Yeah.
You have Ksiva and Ksiva. Here you have Ksiva, you have Ksiva on other star. Another say all the part of Shabbosim, but it's the Ksiva and Ksiva.
Yeah.
Which would be stronger, that or the Mesira alone with the talking out?
No.
So, of course, the Ksiva would be better than the Ksiva. So what are you going to go and this is stronger, so it's surely better.
So you're going to answer Tyson's question. No, you're saying Tyson's question is right. Tyson's asked like this. The Gemara has a brisa where there's a machlekes ha-man de-rabbonim. And it's obscure, it's unclear. What are they fighting about? It just gives bare facts of the case. The Chosin gave the Kalash Tachayv that Reuven owes him $1,000, gave it over to the Kalash. He should now have the right to collect $1,000. And bang, there's machlekes ha-man de-rabbonim. She's mekudeshes now. But she's not Mekudesh, still she goes and collects $1,000 from Reuven. And Boaz Bashtayt the Machlaikis, it doesn't stay. So the Gemara starts shooting up one shot after the other. Either they're fighting, either the Machlaikis are man or Rabbanim is whether Otis Niklas be Mesira or Big Siva Mesira. Or the Machlaikis is whether they hold like Rapop. Or the Machlaikis is whether they hold like Shmuel. And the Gemara says, oh, the Machlaikis, Iba Yisayim la fourth pshat. Some Chadaita. The Gemara gives four pshat. Four pshat the Gemara gives. So Tosis asks, when the Gemara is shifting gears over here, and they switch from the first pshat to the second. The first pshat the Gemara suggested was maybe the machleg is a man the rabbanon is, but the otis nichnas the mesira. So he just gave the kala the shtar chayv. What do you say? No, he only gave her over. He didn't give ksiva mesira. He didn't give her anything yet. When she, if and when she'll go get the money, then she'll be mekudesh. That's the first pshat. Then the Gemara says, "We boys, Ema, and if you want to, I will tell you." No, they all agree on that score. There's no machleg. Which way do they agree? So Tosfos says you could say they agree, they both hold yes like Rebbe. They both hold no against Rebbe. You can say either way, Tosfos says. And the Machlokes is a different one, but they hold like Rav Papa or not. The Rav Papa says it's not enough if you say, if you write a Makna the Shtar to you. You have to say a Makna the Shtar, and you have the right to collect the debt. It's not to be understood. So Tosfos says, just like Rav Papa says, within the Rabbana of the Rebbe, then you need Ksiva, you got to write Mefurish. You're giving over the Shibudim and you can ding Zakhul Rapop and say no. You can have the same Shaila Baal Peh, how much do you have to say orally? That's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, so why does the Gemara say, when they switch from the first Pshat to the second, say, Vibo Yisei Mekuli Yama Islu De Rebbe? He could have just as well said, either Kuli Yama Islu De Rebbe, Kuli Yama Leislu De Rebbe. So from the fact that the Gemara says, Kuli Yama Leislu De Rebbe, is the right, the Gemara means to say that the Halach is against Rebbe. If the Gemara could have just as well said, Kuli Yama either Islu De Rebbe or Leislu De Rebbe, the Gemara chooses Bedavka one direction. The Gemara could have not gotten involved at all. The Gemara could have said, "Vibo Yisayim or Behol Loi Pligi." Kuli Yama either Islu the Rebbe or Leislu the Rebbe, Behol Pligi. Whether Rav Papa, why do they have to take a thing Kuli Yama Islu the Rebbe if that's not Kuli Yama Leislu the Rebbe? If that's not crucial in presenting a second shot, so it must be that this is the Gemara is indicating here that they hold Allah against Rebbe, and that's what Tosis concludes at the end of the Tosis. And from this Gemara, they say, "But the Kama Gemara, the Kuli Yama Leislu the Rebbe, Shnamenot Leisilchus the Kavasi the Rebbe." So, right from this Gemara, that we don't pass like Rebbe, and this issue whether the din is like Rebbe or not like Rebbe, whether Osteos Aniknas be Ksiva Mesira, or Osteos Aniknas be Mesira, happens to be two Girsois. Tosfos says, "The Perek Hamechas Asfina Yesh Pam Chalukim." There were two Girsois in the Gemara in Baba Basra, whether the Rashbam's Girsis. On a whole Amud Gemara, on a whole 20-30 lines, the Rashbam keeps on reading the Girs in the Gemara, that the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Halacha is like Rebbe. The Gemara giving logical proofs that the Din is like Rebbe. And Tosfos changes the whole Girs and the whole Gemara, and they say no. They change the whole Girs and all the logical proofs are just the reverse. It's a fascinating Gemara, the way Tosfos and the Rashbam have opposite shot in what logic dictates, whether the Din should be like Rebbe or against Rebbe. There in Bar Basra. So Tosfos says, from our Gemara you see that Halacha is against Rebbe. Tosfos in other places explains what this is all about. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, in the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that sometimes when a Dayan has a Din Torah, he's supposed to pask in the right psak. What if the Dayan made a mistake? So the Gemara makes a distinction between a Torah's B'shikol Adas as opposed to a Torah's B'dvar Mishnah. If the Dayan made a mistake in a B'dvar Mishnah, a B'ferish a Din in the Gemara, so then there's one din. Toys B'dvar Mishnah is Chayzeh. You have to reverse the Pesach. But if it's a Toys B'shikol Adas, it's not clear cut. It's not B'feirish printed in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, that the din is so. It's a Toys B'shikol Adas. the din is that's written mefurish, and he made a mistake in psak. So then the Gemara says he cannot reverse the psak because the nidon, the one of the two baladinim, the one who won the din Torah the first time, well, kind of, I hold like the first psak. Who says that it's a mistake? But the dayan knows that it's a mistake. So then the din is the dayan has to pay. So the tesis. So the Gemara asks, Hechidami shikol adas. What do you mean it's a tois b'shikol adas? If it doesn't say b'feirish what the din is, then maybe it's taka right. Who says that it's a mistake? Who says just because the dayan admits they made a mistake? Why is that a mistake? So the Gemara says no. It means like this. Kol hecha. The Gemara says kol hecha dika pluk the tanaya pluk the damaroi. There's a machlokes hatanayim or a machlokes hamaroyim, and v'loyit mehilchus elahedye kiman. The Gemara doesn't pass out b'feirish which way. V'sugya diyalma kechad minayim, and there is a sugya somewhere. The sugya, the literal translation, sugya diyalma means the veld gate. Sugya diyalma means the mahalach olam is one way. What means sugya diyalma kechad minayim? But then that's called toys b'shikol adas. There's a Gemara that's mashma that the din is that way, so that's why it's called a toys. The dayan made a mistake in psak, but it's not a toys b'dvar mishnah because it's not printed. It's not written b'feirish anymore. The din is like that. What does that mean? A sugya in the yalma, that the mahalach ha'olam is the other way. What is a sugya in the yalma? So the Rishonim quote in the name of the Gaonim. They have a tradition from the Gaonim that that's what it means. It means a case like this: when you have a mishnah or a braisa, usually a braisa, yeah. And you have a machlekes, and it's unclear what they're fighting about. So the Gemara shoots off various possibilities. Either the machlekes is A or B. Oh no, they all agree that A, and the machlekes is C or D. Oh no, they all agree D. Or they all agree C, and the machlekes is E or F. Oh no, they all agree F, and the machlekes is G or H, something like that. The Gemara gives one possible pshat after the other. So whenever you have to take a stand, the coolie, when you're suggesting your second pshat, and your third, and your fourth, if it's necessary to say that they both hold, both Tanoim hold B, in order to lead up to the pshat that they argue whether C or D, so that doesn't prove that that B is correct. You're just giving all the logical possibilities. But if you could have just as well said you hold, everybody holds A or everybody holds B, in order to say that they argue in C or D, you could have said either way. And yet the Gemara takes a stand and says Kuli Alma they hold A or Kuli Alma holds B. That's called the sugya in the Alma. That's what Tosis is alluding to here. Tosis has this a lot of places in Shas. They never spell out the Feirish what they're talking about. They're relying. The other Bishayim, the Ramban and other Bishayim, the Chach Misvar quote this as a tradition from the Gaonim, that that's what the Gemara means when it says in Sanhedrin, Sugin the Yalma Kechad Minayu, this is called the Sugin the Yalma. When the Gemara says, both Tanoim hold B, and they argue with the C and D, and they could have just as well said they both hold A in order to continue to say.
Is there a cloud when Rebbe had Machlokes with Ramban? Usually
there's a cloud, Halachi Ki Rebbe Mechavei Ro, Volo Mechavei Ro. So normally the din should be against Rebbe over here. Normally. Oh, but the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Mithavre Hatzvara no senes, that the din should be X. And it's unclear in the Girsa what it says there. So the Rajbam has the Girsa in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dafayin Zayin, that this is an exception to the rule. Here Rebbe is so right, he's logically right, that the din is like Rebbe even against the Chacham.
What happens if the Pesach is A? And the people today in the street are behaving by handling this situation in this and this manner.
This differently, you mean?
Yes.
Then it's wrong. Then they're being toyer. The pot's getting wrong. The Gnar considers that toyer to shikala that. We have a right to change the psak after the chsimas hatamus. Let's say after the Gemara is concluded already. Say you have Rishonim passed in one way, and then later Rishonim passed in Faket, and Achreinim, you have the psak reversed itself during different kufas of history, different shilas, the psak was reversed on different issues. But whatever is Oged Paskins in the Gemara, that's the final psak. You can't reverse the psak in the Gemara. You assume that the psak of the Gemara is the final psak.
Maybe the final psak, but yes, in a certain area.
There's a professor in Drapsa University, where he used to print the Chedusha Torah. So he would sometimes quote a Gemara, and the Gemara has a kash, and the Gemara gives a teretz on the kash, and he would write on the Gemara, V'zed doichet godel v'nirali l'taretz. Came to his own conclusions on the Gemara. You say that sometimes that thing. Yeshua has a kashi, you don't like his teretz, he'll give you your own teretz. Sometimes Arishan has a kashi, you have a better teretz. The Gemara is kashi. The Gemara has a kashi and gives the teretz and says that's what the din is. So he says, Zed doichet godel nirali l'taretz, gives his own teretz. So that's what we have, a tradition that whatever it says in the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says in Bava Metziah. The Gemara says, Ravina Ravashi, Soifai Ro. The Ravina Ravashi with the end of the Chsimas HaTalmud. What is the significance of that statement? Just a historical statement? That they were the last Amoraim who had the big rabbinical convention, and they got all the Amoraim together and they wrote down the Talmud. That's all it means. So the Roman Goyim quotes in Shulchan Aruch, in Chalish and Mishpat, Tzimri Chafek, that it means more than that. We need to tell Pialocha that they were the end of the Balei Hamaser. That before the Tkufa Ravina Abashi, they could argue with each other. And after the Tkufa, you can argue. You can reverse the Pesach every couple of generations. You have many Pesachim that were reversed back and forth. But we cannot reverse the Pesach that's found in the Gemara. But every Gemara passes is off. That's the Pesach. That's Soifairot. At the end of the full Masar of Tarash Malpeh, ended at the days of Rabbi Mabashi. And afterwards we have a weaker Masar of Tarash Malpeh. Yeah, but they never reversed any Pesachim in the Gemara. Abban Tavroi just touched up the Gemara here and there. They touched up the style of the Gemara, but they didn't change any of the Pesach. So Taisus says from this Gemara you see that the din is against Rebbe, because the Gemara says the Kuli Alma Leislu the Rebbe. Nobody holds like Rebbe, and they argue whether Rav Papa is right or wrong. Either one could have just as well said Kuli Alma Islu the Rebbe, and they still argue with Rav Papa's issue. Why orally? How much do you have to say orally? So from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say like that is a raya that taka the din is against Rebbe. So I thought you were going to dingzach with Taisus. Other Vishen dingzach with Taisus. You wanted to know which is stronger. He raised the question. If you hold like Rebbe, Osius Nikna's Vinasira, when you give over the shtar, but you have to make an oral statement, I'm giving you the right to collect the shtar. Or if you hold like the Rabban of the Rebbe, it's not enough. The oral statement, you have to write it yourself. So which is stronger? I don't know exactly what you mean, which is stronger, but let's say it in a different lush. Let's say like this. We said before, what does Rav Papa want over here? I give over a shtar to the other person, I say, I'm giving you the ownership of the shtar. Obviously, I'm giving him the right to collect the debt. What then do I mean? So Rav Papa says, no, that's not enough. You have to write mefurish off in the ray that you're giving him the right to collect the debt. So one could say, one could dingzach with taisus. I thought that's what you're driving at, and say, no. That's only, once you hold like the Rabbana de Rebbe, that you need ksiva umesira. So when you have a shtar kinyan, a shtar has to be off in the ray. And even if you write a shtar in, it's obvious what you're driving at. Let's say a man is giving his wife a get. So the get has to say, Hareyat Mugureshes Heimeni. If he beats around the bush and he writes everything else but the key line, Hareyat Mugureshes Heimeni, even though it's clear with the tub, what he's driving at, that's no good. That's no good. Like we gave a marshal, the Lubavitch Shirev, a lot of times when he gives a shmuez, so he gives the whole drush, and then at the end he says, V'chulei, V'chulei, V'chulei. And he assumes that everybody knows what V'chulei, V'chulei, V'chulei means. In other words, and the end of the thought is understood. The end is understood.
Maybe you're...
Yeah. So let's say a man writes a get to his wife, and it says on top, this is a get. It says on top, this document is a get. Then he writes the date. B'sheni b'shavas, whatever, b'hei b'yir, sh'nash, chamesh, sh'lofim, sh'vameh, z'abboim, sh'al, sh'min, sh'al, monkan. Sounds exactly like that. Then he writes, v'chulei, v'chulei. Hei, chani, ploini, exactly, sounds like a get. V'chulei, v'chulei. He writes his name, and he writes v'chulei. And he doesn't write, he's divorcing his wife. The main line is missing, but it's understood. It looks like a get. It says this is a get. If the main line is missing, Sinish can get. That's not only true by get, by any shtar kinyan. The Allah has a shtar kinyan, has to have a nusach. Has to say what the kinyan is. Let's say I'm giving over ownership of a house. I have to say I'm giving you over the ownership of the house and such an address. If I beat around the bush and I say everything else but, let's say by mistake, I took a shtar mechiras chametz. I really want to be mekadesh a woman. And then I didn't realize I took the wrong shtar and I filled in the lines and I filled in the wrong thing in the wrong lines. And I'm selling chametz and I really meant to be mekadesh anish. And under the chuppah I say, Hareyat mekudeshesli b'shtar zeh. And everybody knows that I made a mistake. I pulled it out from a folder in the file that said shtar kiddushin. So it's obvious to everybody what I meant. The din is that it's no good. The shtar is not a shtar kiddushin. You have to have the text. You have to have the nusach. So one could ding zech l'taisis and say no. If you would hold like the Rabbanan, if you would hold like Rebbe, but also your snikna has been misira. But all you have to have is an oral declaration, explanation. I'm not giving it to the lawyer to hold for me. I'm giving it to you that it should belong to you. So then perhaps you can say that Rav Papa for sure is wrong. I don't have to say Kneilach ihu vichol shibud adizbe. I say I'm giving you the ownership of the shtar. Tavoshi then meant this. Obviously I'm giving you the shtar.
Why is that? Because you're not writing.
Because it's an order in the mukach what he's driving
with. Say something, you don't have to spell it out.
No.
I mean,
right.
It's like saying, I give something.
Let's say the fellow marches. Let's say the fellow marches down the aisle. They sent out invitations. He marches down the aisle, gives you the ring, and he doesn't say anything. So it says in all the regular poskim that it's good kiddushin. It says it's good kiddushin. Doesn't have to say. The only time you have to say is when a boy meets a girl on a date, and they didn't send that invitation. Nobody knows they're getting married. and he's proposing now, and he gives her a ring, and he doesn't say. So maybe it's a friendship ring, maybe it's an engagement ring. Who says that it's a keset kiddushin? He has to say Hariyam Kodesh. But they sent that wedding invitation, and everybody's there, and he marched down the aisle, and they played all the music. And everything. It's obviously it's l'shem kiddushin. Obviously, whenever you have an umd in a mucha, you don't have to say. It's clear?
I think you once gave an example about Mr. Meissen discussing on my collective to listen to have a mission. They don't spell it out.
Right, right.
There you could be, because I need constant
Chazanish says the Chiddush that it's good. Let's say a person is mafresh truma and he doesn't know what you're supposed to say. That a masha who should be for truma and 10% should be for ma'isa rishon and 1% from that 10% should be ma'isa mina ma'isa and the next 9% should be ma'isa sheni or this year is ma'isa rishon. He does know exactly what you're supposed to say, but it's written on the luach. It's written in the siddur what you're supposed to say. So he just puts away a little bit and he says hareni mafresh commercial kosev al luach or commercial kosev siddur. Is that good or not? So the Chazanish has a Chiddush in a Seif and Damai. He says that it's good, and he bases it on a Simin and a Simin and Evanez and Shulma. And they say that the Bris Kerov held that it wasn't so posh, that it was a Shver Chiddush. That's like v'chule. What do you mean? But he didn't say Hareza Truma, Hareza Maizerishin. The Ikir is missing. He didn't say what he's supposed to say. Right? So that's because Truma needs Havloah. Truma needs, you have to say. It's like a Neder. You have to say what you're talking about. So it could be over here, not like Taisus. Other Vishanim Dings of Taisus. Nishkin Raya. You can say like this, if the Gemara would have said everybody holds like Rebbe, that also has nicknames be mistira, you don't have to have a shtar, Rapop is for sure wrong. It's obvious that if you give over the shtar, that I hereby give you ownership of the shtar, and ownership means that you have a right to collect the choif. Not only the shtar is yours, you have a right to collect the choif. There's no need to spell it out orally. The only time you have an issue whether Rapop is right or wrong is within the Rabban and the Rebbe. If you own that, you have to have a shtar kinyan. The shtar kinyan says, I'm giving you ownership of the shtar. So then our papa says, if you need a shtar kinyan, you need a nusach and a shtar. And the nusach has to say mefurish, even though it's understood, if you write, I'm giving you ownership of the shtar, even though it's understood that he means you have a right to collect it. But you still didn't write it in the shtar. What's understood is not enough. It has to say beferish in the shtar kinyan. What you're selling. So you're selling the ownership of the right to collect. But Taisa says not so.
We say many times, we learn how it is that Dibur is just like a Sefer. It seems like Dibur is where we learn.
Okay.
And if somebody gets paralyzed, they cannot talk.
So if you make an umdur in the mukach, it's good enough. But as far as a nusach of a shtar, a shtar kinyan, the nusach has to be there. It's not enough an umdur in the mukach. It has to be big stock.
But you say the same difference when you were kaddish for kesef, and you don't say aliyah because that's just leaving. The umdur in the mukach is that, even if he doesn't say it, but what if he was kaddish for shtar? It has to be written in the shtar that is in the Kaddish. If he writes a shtar, just plain...
Well, give her a piece of paper. By mistake. It was a blank piece of paper.
Everything in the shtar. You can't say if we're walking down the aisle, the invitations are written, the music spiel, can I just give a blank piece of paper? It's nothing. It won't be anything.
If the blank piece of paper show a proof, though, so it's good with Torah's Kesef.
What if it isn't
true? But it's not good with Torah's shtar.
I am giving you a shtar. He doesn't
spell
it out. He doesn't spell it out. He doesn't. You should start. You have to spell it out when you start the problem.
Right. It's definitely no good. The Gemara says in Yivamas on Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara talks there about a get, but it's the same thing about Kedushin. The Gemara says, Ela Mayato. The Gemara says, he gives him the Yorah V'Yalma, gives him a blank sheet of paper, and it's clear what he meant by mistake. He took a piece of paper instead of the get. The Gemara says, for sure it's no good. He has to give her over the piece of paper that has the nusach. It's not that it has to be written in order that it should be clear what he's driving at. It can be clear from today till next year. But if it doesn't say the nusach in the piece of paper, it's not called the shtar kinyan.
It's not the shtar.
Yeah? Yeah? He hasn't given her a shtar. That's why you can dig zach with Taisus. But that's Taisus claims in Zarayah from Israel. Then the Gemara says, "V'i boy is Eimo," on the second line from the bottom of the Gemara says, and if you want to, I'll give you another, a third shot. And the Gemara is going to get to a fourth shot. Because the Braisa doesn't say explicitly what the issue, what the point of debate is between Amir and Rabban. So the Gemara says, "V'i boy is Eimo, if you want, I'll give you a third shot. The Kuli Alma Islu the Rapapa." Everybody holds like Rapapa. That's how we pass from Allah. That when you write the shtar, you have to write Kenei Lachiyu V'chol Shibudah the Izbe. It's not enough to write, and I am giving you ownership of the shtar that Reuben owes me $1,000. I have to write also, and by giving you the shtar, you now have the right to collect the debt. I give you ownership of the choyv. If they all agree, and what Ani gave and the chassid gave, the kala under the hoop of the both documents. document that says that Reuven owes him $1,000, and the second document that he wrote, that he's giving her the ownership of his document and the right to collect it. Like Rav Papa says, everything is good, everything is gewaldic, so why is she mekudeshes now? Ananda machlekes v'hocha b'dishmuel tomis ligi. Perhaps the machlekes Rav Meir, the Chachamim, is whether Shmuel is right or Shmuel is wrong. Shmuel has a chiddush. Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel is known to have stated the following din. Hamoches tachav dimo has on the top line on Memphis. Hamoches tachav lachaveiro v'chozar u'machloi machu. What happens if Reuven owes me $1,000? And I need cash now. So I go around, I try to sell Ishtachayiv for $750, for $800. Somebody's nice enough, they give me $800 and I give them the shtach. For another 2 years, they'll be able to collect $1,000 from Reuven. Fine. Then I go ahead and I call up Reuven and I tell him, I'm meichel you the debt. You don't have to pay me the chayiv anymore. It's a rishus. After taking $800 from you, that you now have a right to collect the $1,000 debt from Reuven in another 2 years, I go around and I call up Reuven and I say, I'm meichel the debt.
But how can you do that? Rav Papa said he wrote down and Mishtar gave him.
I wrote that I give you the right to collect the debt, and I no longer have the right to collect debt. You're the only one who has the right to collect the debt. So Shmuel comes up with a chiddush and he says, if I call up Reuven, the Leuven, and I tell him, I'm meichel the debt to you, so Shmuel is mechadish, chazum machloi, machul. That's the teller. We'll have to figure it out. Not only does Shmuel say, it's a wild in. I lent him $1,000. I was a millionaire at one time, and I lent this poor guy $1,000 for business. And now I need money myself, and he needs money. We all need money. So where am I going to get money? So I take the shtachayv that says that he owes me $1,000. I go around to sell it bashuk. So you're a nice guy. So you give me $800. To buy a shtachayv that will enable you to collect in 2 years from today, you'll be able to collect $1,000 from this. Good. It's very nice of you that you gave me the cash. Then I double cross you. I go ahead, I call up Reuven and I tell him, remember the $1,000 that I lent you so many years ago? You're a nice guy. I'm meichel you the debt. You don't have to pay me back the money anymore.
People write into the shtachayv that I cannot keep worth that anymore to the lawyer. Well,
New Shaila, it also wouldn't help. Oh, no. It wouldn't help. Wouldn't help. Shmuel says the Chiddush, you still have to.
What?
Did
you have to know you were closer?
Like no different than giving
you
a check.
But the third party comes to the Malvin.
The third party. I mean, I sold it to you for $800, and then you come back to me and you say, I was mazik you. Yeah, about it. The Gemara says in Ksuvis. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, right, there's a machlekes hatanaim whether Odom HaMazik is chayv to pay. I smash your window, I burn down your house, whatever I have to pay you. What happens if I'm mazik somebody else, are they grommah?
Yeah.
Indirectly, so the Gemara says grommah minazikin is potter. It's an aveira. You're not allowed to do it. The Gemara says in Bava Basra. Zois HaMeres grommah minazikin osser. It's also lahazik whether they grommah or be yodai. The Gemara in the second paragraph in Bava Basra. But b'di'evet, if I went ahead and I was mazik you, I did gromah, so the Gemara says I don't have to pay. What if I was mazik this chaveira, I was mazik somebody else, I caused the hefsid in a partially indirect fashion, but it wasn't completely indirect. It's sort of in between hezit b'yadayim and gromah b'nezikin. So the Gemara calls that garmi. That's in yeshiva they call garmi. The Gemara is probably supposed to pronounce gromay. In yeshiva they call it garmi. Garmi means it was a little bit indirect, but it wasn't fully indirect. So in the case of Garmi, it's not completely Grama Minizikim, but it's not Odom HaMazik V'Yadayim either. So the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Kuf has a machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim, whether Odom HaMazik like they Garmi is Chayiv or Pot. So the Gemara says, we pass from Allah like Rav Meir, the Garmi is Chayiv. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, what's an example? Here in Ksubis and Daf Peivov, what's an example of Odom HaMazik like they Garmi? This is an example, the Gemara says. He owes me $1,000 and I sell you the shtachoi for $800 and you should collect in another 2 years. You can collect $1,000. Then I go around and I double cross you. I call him up and I tell him, he's such a nice guy. I forego the collection. You don't have to pay me any money. So when you're going to come to, you're waiting. You think that in another 2 years you're going to get your $1,000. You wait up your 2 years. You call him up and he says, what are you talking? I called him up 2 years ago that I was meichel d'chay. So you don't collect any money from him, Shmuel says. But then you come back to me and you do collect from me. That's what the Gemara says. If you hold that Garmi is Chayiv, so this is called Odom HaMazik Al Yidei Garmi.
There's no discussion about Mechila, if you can be Mechila just like this also, but you have to have a sign that he's Mechila. What if he's lying, this guy? The labor. He writes him a star.
Oh, he says prove it. That he says prove it. Because he has the star that says he owes him $1,000. He has the proof, right? So he can either bring aiding.
Well, the thing like that when he has Michael, he has to write him down that I'm Michael, you always should him and everything.
Either have to. No.
But he has to write himself.
No, the Mechila can be done by Fem. Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. Mechila doesn't need a star. But he has to bring a Raya. Reuben has to prove that I was Michael. So either brings Aiden Balpeh who testified that they were there when I called him up and I was Michael, or he brings a document that was signed and says that I was Michael. So that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, a wild Chiddush.
How come they don't demand also the original Shtar to bring back when he's put it to break?
When what?
The Malka can be Michael the Shtar without giving him back the original.
That's right.
Yeah.
My question is why doesn't he have to give back the original Shtar? Then he shouldn't be able to block the process.
I don't get it. Why shouldn't... I lent him $1,000 and I have a shtar that Reuven owes me $1,000. Then I sell it to him for $800. Now he has the shtar. He has two shtaras. He has the old shtar and he has a new shtar that I just wrote.
Now you notify Reuven.
And then I notify Reuven that I'm loichel him
b'choyim. You should have to give him the original shtar.
He doesn't have it.
I don't have it anymore. Obviously, I am a faker. I sold him the star for $800 and I brought him a Michael. So I am a troublemaker. I'm an Ottoman Mazik. That's why the dinners would have to pay him. His hefset. The Gemara says I have to pay. We don't understand Shmuel yet. What kind of a din is that? If I sold you the star, means that you have a right to collect the debts. What right do I have later on to turn around and be Michael the Kapella? We'll have to learn. It tastes of this.
If I were to sell you an animal, okay? Then later on, I go sell the same animal to the second party. So the second party hasn't got a right to come and collect the animal.
How about?
Whatever I sold for. Same thing here. I sold the star to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any more credit from the star. How could I be credit?
How about it? That's the kasha that all the Rishonim asked. What is Shmuel talking about? Shmuel never explains why. He just says that's the din. So all the Rishonim places right off and on. The top places right away talks about. And the Rambam and the Rif and the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Tam and all the Rishonim discuss it. What's going on over here? We'll discuss it in a minute. But that's the din of Shmuel. We'll get to it soon. So Shmuel makes a statement. I sold you the shtar chayiv that you should be able to collect $1,000 from Reuven in another 2 years. And you paid me $800 now. And then I turn around and I call up Reuven and I tell him I'm moichel him the $1,000 debt. So Shmuel says a chiddush machu that even though I've sold the debt already. So you should say it's no longer mine. I'm no longer a balabas to be Michael the debt. Shmuel tutu fachidish. If I am Michael the debt to Reuven, the debt is canceled. Not only if I'm Michael the debt, zok fachidish further. What if I'm an honest fellow? I sold you the shtachay for $800. Good. And then I die. And then my children are around. I have Yorshim. But the Yorshim only get what I left them. Whatever I didn't have at the time of death, they can't get. So what about this shtachay that Reuven owes me $1,000 and I sold it to you? So that's gone already. So Shmuel says no. Even my Yorshim could be Meichel them. So Rishis, they're not allowed to do it. But if my Yorshim go and they're Meichel to Shimon, the debt is also canceled.
Because
the Pella, how can they Yorshim anything? The father didn't have it at the time that he died. He had already sold the debt to the other. It's the same question. How could I be Meichel the debt to him if I sold it to you? Same question. We'll get to it soon. We'll get what's the beer in Shmuel's din. But first, the Gemara quotes Shmuel. So the Gemara says maybe this is the machlekes of Meir Rabbanan. The Chassid Kala marched down the aisle and under the chuppah, instead of giving the Kala a ring or a cookie or a lollipop or something that's a shavah kesef, he gives her a shtar chayiv d'achrini. He gives her a shtar chayiv that Reuven owes him $1,000. He gives her another shtar kinyan that says I'm makna to you. $1,000 debt that you have the sole right to collect is debt. But now the shaila is, she's a smart cookie. The kala knows gemara. So the kala knows that if the chassan is meichel the debt to Reuven, she doesn't collect any money. So she stands there. She says, "Who says I'm going to get anything out of this deal?" She's not so sure that there's going to be anything involved for her. So the gemara says, maybe that's the machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Brisa. The Mar is Leib Shmuel. The Rabbanan say Eina Mukudeshes until she collects the $1,000 from Reuven. The Rabbanan hold like Shmuel. So the Kala knows, standing under the chuppah, she knows that he can double cross her. So she's not so sure that she got anything. Umar and Rameir says she is Mukudeshes. He probably is like Leib Shmuel. He probably holds that Shmuel is wrong and the Chosin cannot be Meichel. Once I gave over the debt, I cannot be Meichel the other fellow, the Leiber. So therefore the Kala standing under the chuppah knows that she's going to collect $1,000 and the Chosin cannot double cross him. So the Gemara suggests maybe that's the Machlokes.
What is the din of man marrying a woman and he gives her so much for the Kedusha? That money, who's the belonging?
The Kala. The money belongs to the Kala.
Once after she's buried, everything that the Martin Kala is, she called a Kala, right? So now it goes back to him, right?
Well, let's say the Kala is a millionaire, she has a lot of money in the bank.
Well, that's Nichse Tzoyn Bible.
So that
depends. If it's Nichse Tzoyn Bible.
He just gave it to her now. By the chuppah. He gave her $1 million.
So it's understood that that's hers, it's not his. Whatever, let's say they didn't, whatever money the Kala had in advance of their wedding, when they get married, and if they make it clear that the husband has no rights to this, then he doesn't get it. He doesn't know
it.
Or let's say the chassan does know about that money. She has bank accounts somewhere that he doesn't know anything about. So the Gemara says, Nechassim Shainim Dum Lebaal, the Baal doesn't get it.
But this money he
it's
knows.
Only money that he knows about.
He's giving her now money.
He's giving her that she should keep it. He's giving it to her. That he shouldn't get revert back to him. So then it certainly remains hers. The only time you say Masha Kanti, Isha Kana Baal is if she acquires new property after the marriage, or whatever property she had at the time they got married, and it was understood that he's accepting obligation for that. He's going to cover on it. He didn't nisse meluga, nisse tzai mazel.
It would be silly for him to be working.
He can't be working.
He's going to get it anyway. I mean, it's going to be...
Yeah, this he's not going to get. No, this he's not going to get. She's going to keep the shtachah. When she collects it, she's going to keep the money, if she ever gets to collect the money. And then the Gemara suggests, we're going to get back to Shmuel. Then the Gemara suggests a fourth possibility. The boy is Amor. And if you want to, I'll say a fourth possibility. Kukuli Almor, that both of the Tanaim, Rameh and the Rabbanan and the Braise, they both agree, Islu the Shmuel. That's Talacha, is like Shmuel. That if the Chosin is Meichel to the Leiva, if the Chosin is Meichel to Reuven, so the Kala walks out with no money at all, she loses. The Hachod, Machlekes, Rameh and the Rabbanan is a psychological Machlekes, not a halachic Machlekes. It's a psychological issue. The Hachod, the Isha come if Ligi. The Machlekes, what does the woman think as she's standing under the chuppah? And the Chosin gives her two documents, the old shtar chayv that Reuven owes him $1,000, and the new shtar, he's makna this $1,000 debt to her. Mar Sova, Rabbeinu says, Mekudeshes holds, Isha Samcha Daito. The woman is relying on the Chosin. They were going out for half a year, for 10 years, whatever, and they sent out wedding invitations, they marched down the aisle and everything, and all the people, all the guests are there. But he's going to double cross her now, he's going to give her shtachayv that queen that he's going to be Meichel later on. Obviously he wants to be Mekadosh. So she thinks she's so Mechda. She's relying on the fact, Neymar Romro, she will certainly say to herself,
questions if he charges everything.
This is the Gemara, they didn't have that. So the Gemara says, Rameyahol, she's relying on the Chassin, that Neymar Romro, she says to herself, Leishovik Leili Didi, he would not leave me alone, and Mocha Leila Akrin. Doesn't make sense. He's going to be Meichel $1,000 to Reuven. He's in love with me, wants to marry me. We're getting married, so he's not going to be Meichel. Well, my stuff, I'm the Rabbana, and say no, that she's Zainim Kudesh, is because Isha Nami Lo Samcha Daita. The woman may be nervous, she may not be so sure as to whether she's getting any kesef. So even if Lamaisa, she is getting the halvor, she's getting the whole debt, and if Lamaisa later on is not Meichel. But since she's not so sure whether she's getting it, so that's already no good for kesef Kudesh. Those are the four pshatim that the Gemara has. Gemara had again, just to redo it. Gemara had a braise, but there's machlekes hamen rabbanan in a case, and it's unclear what the case is. The chosin was mekadesh the kala instead of giving her a ring, or some kind of kesef, or shor kesef under the chuppah, he gives her a shtar chayiv, the achrini, a document that says that somebody owes him a large sum of money, and that now she has the right to collect that debt. So there's a machlekes in the braise, whether the kiddushin takes effect, take it from miyad, or the kiddushin doesn't take effect till she later on collects that. And so now I gave four pshatim as to what the Machloekes says. So here, the Rishonim all asked this question, what is he talking about? How can Shmuel say such a thing? I have an animal, I sold it to Reuven, then I sell it to Shimon. Once I sold it already, so it's not mine. So if I already sold the Shtachayv to you for $800, how can I go around and be Meichel the Shtachayv? And after I die, my Yorishim get it, and they can also be Meichel. This is hair raising. How can he say such a thing? It's ridiculous. So Tesis quotes a Gemara in Baba Basra, oh, it must be the following distinction. If I sell your behemoth, so the behemoth is nikna to you min atayra. The animal belongs to you. So since Minatar, the animal is yours, of course, if I sell it to somebody else, but here, Tosis quotes our Raya from the Gemara, that if Reuven owes me $1,000, and I give you a shtar chayiv, I give you the shtar chayiv that says he owes me $1,000, and I give you another shtar kinyan that says I'm giving you the ownership of this debt, I can stand on my head and make all the kinyanim I want, but there's no way to transfer the debt to you. So it's only with the Rabbanan that the debt belongs to you. So therefore, Tosis proves in the Gemara, since it's only with the Rabbanan, so therefore what? So it's Midir Rabbanan. So still Midir Rabbanan, the debt now belongs to you. So if it's not mine, so if I how can I be Michael the debt? What did Tosis Fardin? What did Tosis gain over here?
The top Tosis says yesh. What did the Rabbanan accomplish by allowing you to do it if you can avoid it?
What did they accomplish by making the kinyan is that business should proceed?
Yeah, but it's not a business.
I'm an Adam HaMazik. If I'm Michael the debt, I'm an Adam HaMazik. He can. It's an Easter, it's an Avera. If there weren't a Takana de Rabbanan that the Shtar is nicknamed, so I can back out later on, there's no Avera backing out. So I promised. I promised him that I'll give him the right to collect the $1,000, then I break my promise later on. So he can't sue me in court for that.
Do you have anything to say about this? He can't say about this word. I don't want to have done with this.
The only thing the Loiva has to say is the following. The Nesivis and Chayshin Mishpat quotes a takon of the Var Arba Rotsis. That's pretty late. Var Arba Rotsis, the times of the Taz, Mashach. Huh? Yeah? 17th century. The takon is Var Arba Rotsis. That I'm not allowed to sell a shtar chayiv to anybody without the permission of the loiva. If he's in town, I have to notify him in advance that I'm selling a shtar chayiv. If he's not around, then I don't have to notify him. They made a takonis, the Nesivis quotes a takonis, Vad Arba Rotzes, that you're not allowed to sell a shtar chayiv dachrini without telling him in advance what you're doing. Because you may get him involved in a baldin that he would never want to get involved with that person. That's a takonis, but told him it all, completely irrelevant. What he has to say. So this is a pella. How can Shmuel say that? I sell you the shtar for $800 and you now have the sole rights to collect the halvor, and the halacha says that I can still be Meichel Lachor. I'm not allowed to. I'm an Adam HaMazik. And the Gemara says, if I did it, if I was Meichel, you can make me pay me Dina de Garmi.
Is it possible to write the shtar signed? In other words, like something like American shtar, where you have a right to assign. In other words, you make out the shtar.
You mean when he borrowed the money in the first place?
I have to pay you or to whomever you shall assign.
Yeah, the Gemara has that in Gittin.
Then it would be the Raisa.
And in that case, Shmuel's din would not apply, according to Tosis. Yeah. In that case, if originally when Reuven borrowed $1,000 from me, he writes in the document, Hareni mischayv l'cho, I obligate you to you the $1,000, l'cho manda osi machmasoch, or to anybody else to whom you will assign the debt. So it means l'chatchili, when he borrowed the money, he obligated himself to whomever I will pick out later. So then the Gemara says that it's not a din of mechirish toris. Then everybody agrees. Later on, anybody I will designate later on, then the din is that the minatari obligated himself to the other person. Then I cannot be Michael. But the question is, it doesn't make any sense. What kind of a biur is this? Because the kinya shtar is only the rabbanan, so therefore you can be Michael. It doesn't explain anything here. So the Ktzos HaChoshen has an elaboration on this thesis. He explains the thesis doesn't give you the whole story. You have to add on a little more over here. What they mean to say is the following. If the din would have been like Rebbe, that Osius Nikna's been Mesira, so then the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Osius Nikna's been Mesira of Rebbe, designate later on, anybody I will designate later on, then the din is that the minatari obligated himself to the other person. Then I cannot be marked. But the question is, it doesn't make any sense. What kind of a biur is this? Because the kinyan shtar is only the rabbanan, so therefore you can be meichel. It doesn't explain anything. So the Ktzos HaChoshen has an elaboration on this Tosfos. He explains the Tosfos doesn't give you the whole story. You have to add on a little more over here. What they mean to say is the following. If the din would have been like Rebbe, if the din would have been like Rebbe, that Osius Nikna has been Mesira, so then the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Osius Nikna has been Mesira of Rebbe. If you take a look on the side of the Gemara, the Maseres HaShas, so it's found in Bava Basra that I involved, and in Bava Basra that Kufayin Gimel. These are two different cases. The Gemara in Bava Basra that I involved has a normal case that we're talking about the whole time. I lent him $1,000, and he gives me a shtar that he owes me $1,000, and I want to sell off the shtar, and I have to wait 2 years to collect the money, and all of a sudden now I'm in need of cash. So I get a nice fellow who's nice enough to give me, let's say, $800 in cash now for the chance to collect $1,000 in 2 years. So that's, according to Rebbe, all I have to do is give you the shtar, and according to the Rabbanan, whom we pass, like, I have to give you the shtar, and write another shtar that I gave you over the ownership. That's the case on Dafa involved. Then the Gemara Kufa and Gimel has another case. Not a shtar choyv, a halvor. The case is like this. Let's say I live at 24 Bennett Avenue. Let's say, for argument's sake, I own the building. So I want to give you the chasna matoni. You get married, I want to give you a present. So I write down a document. I hereby give you transfer ownership of the building 24 Bennett Avenue to my dear friend David Lehman. I give you the shtar, it belongs to you. Then later on I get married. So you want to give me a chasna matoni. So you give me back the same building? Why not? Nice gift. So let's say instead of writing a shtar that I, David Lehman, hereby give you Herschel Schechter, the building 24 Bennett Avenue that belongs to me, you give me back the original shtar that I gave you in the first place. So is that good or not? So the Gemara says it depends whether you hold like Rebbe, you hold like the Rabban. If you hold like Rebbe, that Osios Niknos, the Mesira, so you give me back the shtar, even though the shtar that you're giving me back says that it has all the names up backwards. It says that Shecht is giving Lehman the building, and you're giving it back to me, and I want to serve as a king, and Lehman giving Shecht to the building. So Rebbe says it doesn't matter. The shtar that says that Reuben owes me $1,000, I give that shtar to you. It says that Reuben owes Shecht $1,000, and Lehman comes and he collects. So just like Rebbe says, we don't care if the names are all today. If the person to whom it was given originally gave it over, not that he dropped it, that it was stolen, he gave it over midaito to a new person, even though the names are all wrong, it's good. Rebbe says it doesn't bother me. So Rebbe says the same is true by the shtar on the karka. If I know it's in karka lachaveiro, I gave you a piece of karka of the shtar. And then the hechselo is hashtar, you return the shtar to me. So Rebbe says, I'm cutting back the karka, even though the names are all wrong, it doesn't matter. Osius Niknas ben Mesira. And the Rabbanan say, no, there is no such thing, Osius Niknas ben Mesira. If the shtar has the wrong name, so you just can't divert the Haggadah Sa'idus of the shtar by handing it over to the other person. It's a special takana de Rabbanan, that's what the Taptai says, special takana de Rabbanan, that if he owes me $1,000 and I have a shtar, and you pay me $800 and I give you the shtar and I write another shtar that I'm selling you, lechoiv, special takana de Rabbanan, that it works, min atarit, there's no way that it should work. And by karka, the Ramban says he doesn't think they made the takana. By karka, let's say I gave you the shtar, that I give you the ownership of the building 24 Bennett, and then you'll give me back the old shtar. Instead of giving me a new shtar, write down on a piece of paper that I, Lehman, give Shech to the building of 24 Bennett. Instead of writing that, you give me back the old shtar that says that I gave it to you, and you give me a new shtar that says that you gave me the old shtar. So the Ramban says he's not so sure that the Rabbanan would say that it's good. The Ramban writes in Bava Basra, why? The Rabbanan hold that Osias are not Niknas ben Mesira. When you give over a shtar that has the wrong names, so it's not a good shtar. And it's not that the Rabbanan say, well, if you write another shtar to patch it up, then you mitzaref the old shtar with the new shtar, and now all the names fit in. No, you can't be mitzaref two different shtaris. The old shtar says that Reuben owes me $1,000. The new shtar says that I'm giving you the debt. I'm giving you the right to collect $1,000. You don't combine the old shtar with the new shtar and say it all blends in, now it's one big shtar. You don't say that. The Rabbanan, the Rebbe holds a new takana, that Osius Niknas b'ksiva mesir, it's a new takana, the Rabbanan. And that new takana they only had to make by selling over a debt, because Menater, there's no way to sell a debt. Special takana, the Rabbanan, that business should flow. A special takana for the economy, that the business should be able to go, should be able to sell a debt and get cash now. But by selling karka, we have kinyonim on karkas. And why should they make a new takone that if you return the old shtar to me and you give me a new shtar with the old shtar, then it should be good. Write a shtar that you're giving me ownership of the house. And fartik, I'll make a kinyon kesef, or chazelka, or halipen, feltois kinyonim. By karka, there are many kinyonim. By giving over a shtar chayv, there's no kinyonim in our Torah.
Isn't there what Rashi alludes to when Rashi Hoffa, the
No, different.
Because of the
Dinah Shmuel? Yeah, he says it's a lack of smichas das. No, it's a different thing. Rashi's saying pshat in the mouth. No, Rashi's saying pshat. But I'm bringing out a different thing now. I'm bringing out the following point. According to Tosfos, what you have to say is the following. The Rabbanan de Rebbe hold that Osias Niknas b'ksiva m'sir is a new takana de Rabbanan min ha-teiro. There's no way to transfer the debt to the other person. But the Rabbanan they made a takana, a yesh meyayin they made a takana. So the Tzais HaChayshin quotes from Rishonim, he quotes a rabbi, a Tom like this, and he quotes a rabbi like this from the Tzvim Deim. A lot of Rishonim say like this. When I give over the debt to the other person, and in Atarah it's not, there's no way in Atarah to transfer the debt. The Rabbanan, they said you can do it. They didn't even say in the Rabbanan you can do it. Both in Atarah and in the Rabbanan I cannot transfer the debt. It's just that in the Rabbanan they made a takana that I shouldn't be able to back out. In Atarah, all I can do is give you the right to collect, and if you collect, the luck of you. If you don't get to collect, so far,
can you
buy from Minatayr? Yeah. Minatayr, he still owes me the money, and there's no way Minatayr to transfer the debt to somebody else. That's how Tosfos says. And I can be buy from the loiver. So now that Mr. Rabbanan made a takana that if I give him over the shtar that says he owes me the $1,000, and I write another shtar he can collect, so even Mr. Rabbanan, they never made a takana that you can sell the chayv to the other person. Even Mr. Rabbanan, you can't transfer the chayv. The chayv still remains to me like on the level of the right, so he still owes me the money. But whereas Mr. Torah, I gave him the right to collect, so I can always back out later, and I revoked the right to collect. Mr. Rabbanan, they blocked that, and I no longer have the ability to prevent you from collecting. Mr. Rabbanan, we treat it as if it were a kinyan that I cannot back out. But still, even Mr. Rabbanan, he still owes me the money. Even Mr. Rabbanan never made a takonic. A special takonic ksiva mesira. It's not a din that when you have, that whereas Rebbe says, Osi San Niklas b'mesira, even though the shtar isn't written properly, the Rabbanan say, no, you have to have ksiva mesira to be mitzar, the new shtar with the old shtar, now everything reads in well together. They don't say that ksiva mesira combined together, the two documents are mesirif yachat to constitute one shtar. No. They said it's a new takonic de Rabbanan by mechir shtaris, it doesn't apply to any other shtar. Like the Ramban says on Daf Kufa and Gimel Baba Basra, if I gave you the karka b'shtar, you return the shtar to me, only Rebbe will hold it osius aniknas b'mesira then that I return, I'm kainah back the karka. The Rabbanim will not say in this case, if you give me the old shtar with another document together, it'll be mesurah. No. It's a special takon only by mechir shtar.
Third party in the mal was now come to the light, end of 2 years. They both come to the light and they both demand payment. The point is, this was the same as the Ramban, but even the point is,
that even Leiva only owes $1,000 to the Malveh.
They're both coming to collect. Now, the point was he's saying, hey, he can pay you the one.
No.
Even with the Rabbanan, they couldn't transfer the debt. A debt is cannot be transferred, period. He still owes me the money. But the right to collect, I gave away. In a halvoa, the Rishonim points out there are three different things. There's a shibud aguf, and there's a shiba nechasim, and there's a schus gviya. They're three different things. Shiba nechasim means that I owe the money. Let's say he borrowed $1,000, he owes me the money. Shiba nechasim means not only does he owe me the money, if he has it, even if he sold his real estate to someone else, and I come to collect, and I say he doesn't have, I can take away the real estate, the sodas from the lekuvis, hali. And then there's a third thing, schus gviya, that's a different thing. Let's say I lend you $1,000 that you can keep it for 5 years. So you owe me the money right away, the shibud aguf, shibud nechasim. But I have no schus gviya, I have no right to collect until the 5 years are up. So here, Mr. Rabbanan, I made a takana that once I authorize you to collect, min ha-Torah, he owes me the money and I authorize you to collect, it's good. I can always revoke my authorization and I can go back and say I want to collect. Mr. Rabbanan, they prevent me from backing out from my authorization. You have a right to collect the debt that he owes me. They never made a takana that I... They never made a takana that the debt is transferred to the other fellow. A chob, a debt, is an abstract thing. So even midirabbanan, midirabbanan cannot be transferred to the other person. Not a milva alpeh, not a milva mishtar. Cannot be transferred, not midirais and not midirabbanan. The only thing that made it takana derabbanan was if you made it, even mesira, to make the economy work better, to make business work better. Made it takana that I shouldn't always be able to back out. I'm going to sell, give you the right to collect, you're going to give me $800. I give you the right to collect, then I'm going to back out. And then you're going to be, I'm going to hold you up. You're going to have to go away to get back your $800 to me. So they made a takana derabbanan, I can't back out. But the chov is still nishar etzli. He still owes me the money. I just don't have any zchusi gvia. I sold the zchusi gvia to him.
Why don't we make a takana that when every time when he gives over zchusi gvia,
he shouldn't have a right to make mechira.
He should write down in the same schar, I have no right to be mechira.
So that's Shmuel's chiddush. Shmuel says that not.
You don't do that.
Shmuel says that they never made...
Everybody who buys a thing like that, you have to do it.
Shmuel says there was no need. The Rabbanan are not allowed to change the dinim derais to stop. They can only change dinim derais. Shteitach ha-dinim etor, lo seis tefolo, lo sigur v'men. There's a din about teis, about sigur. The Rabbanan are not allowed to change dinim derais. They can only change litzorah. They're only authorized to change litzorah. So this is considered a tzorah, that they should make siva misira as a takana derabbanon, that I can sell you the shtachar, that I shouldn't be able to back out from the deal. That they felt was litzorah. But to make it so strong that I shouldn't be able to be meichel anymore, if it's an act of rishis, it's a maisa aver, it's a maisa hezik that I should be meichel a debt. The harai that I have to pay you, medina de gami, I have to pay. So normally if the malve is not going to be meichel, he's not going to do an aver.
Yeah.
So to cover that possibility that he's going to be meichel, the Shmuel says that's a milsa de l'shchicha. So that's called shalol etzah. So they never made the takana that form.
They couldn't make like a minute. It's like a bin. And the
ultimately, in
the necessary cases, also the woman. It's stronger than a minute. Takana d'rabbana is stronger than a minute. So that's what Tesis, that's what the Zachayim points out, that you see from Shmuel that here by Mechiras Choy, when I sell a Shtar Choy to someone else, I sell an obligation that somebody owes me money, both Minatera and Midirabbana, they never made a takana that I'm selling the debt. You can't sell a debt. A debt is an intangible thing. If I die, it goes the Yerusha to the Yerushim. The Yerushim get everything that I have, tangible or intangible. But to be able to be makna something to somebody else, it has to be a tangible thing. So both Minatera and Midirabbana cannot be transferred. The only thing that made a takana was that when I give you the right to collect the debt, and for that right I'm charging you $800, so whereas Minatera I can back out from that authorization, I can be chayzer, you no longer have a right to collect, and I have to pay you back the $800. So Midirabbana said, I cannot back out. Once I authorized you, and I gave you the right to collect the debt, I no longer have exclusive via. He alone has the right to collect, and I have no right to collect. But the debt is still owed to me. The Shibra Agufa, the Shibra Chasm, everything is owed to me. So since nothing really budged, the debt is still at sleeve. So that's why Shmuel says, Chazra Machma Machma. Why didn't they make a takana to cover that possibility also? So Shmuel has it wasn't necessary. So Milsa de la Shiva, they should do. Same thing? So we say the father did have. Even though I sold you the debt, there is no such thing. Not Menater, not Midirabbana, they're selling a debt. The only thing I gave you the rights to are the Zchusei Gvia. Midirabbana, they said that I no longer have a right to collect. You are the only one who has a right to collect. But still, a debt is to me. He owes the money to me. Therefore, I have a right to be my
father.
Technically, it's an Aveira to do it. The Gemara says he doesn't have air if he's my phone. He's Chai Medina de Gamin.
And the Yerush Yashi, the debt, the little debt, the Ruben owes now the Yerush, he owes it now. And the Yerush sold it. The Yerush sold it. And now the Yerush is called Warsaw. He didn't only Moichel, but he sold that one. He did the same thing his father would have done in the
UTR. Same thing?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Even though he's would be the same thing. That's the
same thing. Same thing. He had it, so now he's the father.
How come we didn't mention
Rivas
the whole time? Is there
Rivas
involved
here? No, the Rishonim point out there's no Rivas. One, you gave $800 to me, for which course you're going to collect $1,000?
That's the way you tell
it. It says that that's Mutta, yeah. It says that that's not a problem of Rivas.
I'm discounting something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you raise the issue that he's really being most of something that's low while you're not being the idea of someone when it falls through? Practically, the money that he proposed doesn't exist until later.
Mechila means he's canceling the debt. He's canceling the debt exists now.
To the debt until the time of
No. The Shibra Guf and the Shibra Chas.
That he could sell or make use of.
It's always a deal. Let's say I lend you $1,000, which is only collectible in 10 years. Can I cancel the debt in the middle of the 10 years? Then he said, yes. Can always be moichel a debt teichazman, even though I have no right to collect at all teichazman. I have no right to collect till his man is up. So here also, even though when his man comes, I also won't have the right to collect because I've sold it already to someone else. Still, that's more than since the Shibir Aguf and the Shibir Lechazma still ate Sol HaMalveh, so the Malveh can technically be Moichel. He's not allowed to be Moichel, he's not a Mamazik, and he has to pay.
Can he be Moichel after the time of the collection? Let's say
he already collected from Reuven.
No, he
too late to be Moichel.
He has to collect the
day. It came the time.
June is day, let's say June.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't collect in June, and he goes and collects it after the day. It makes a difference when he
cancels. No, as long as he cancels it before the Lokeach collected. But if he's already collected the money, then it's too late to be Moichel. The debt doesn't exist anymore. Once it's collected, the chayv doesn't exist. This is a shvera din. This is a din of Shmuel. It's a shvera din. The Tzoyis has a long arichas on this. First, he starts off by saying there are three different shitas in Rishonim to explain it. The Tzoyis has one shita, and the Rambam has a different shita, the Rabbi has a different shita, and then it comes out that there aren't three different shitas. All the three shitas have to say the same thing. That Minatayr, I'm the Rabbanan, I haven't given you the debt. The debt still remains by me. The Shibir Aguf still remains by me. The only thing I gave you are this Chusik Viyah, the right to collect. And Minatayr, you can't even freeze that. Minatayr, I give you the right to collect and I can back out. Why not? I can back out. Mid the Rabbanan, they said, they freeze that. I can't back out. Otherwise the whole economy will collapse. I can't back out from giving you the right to collect. But the Shibir Aguf is still by me. That's Shmuel's Chiddush, that Chazra Machla Moch. So far the Gemara was elaborating on the Machlekes, Rameir and the Rabbanon by Luval Peh. Strange case, Chosin under the Chuf, instead of giving Kesef, a Shavu Kesef, he gives the girl a document, a Shtar Chayv, that someone else owes him money, and he gives her another document with which he transfers to her the obligation of the first document. But the Brisa said there's another Machlekes in the Luval Peh. Under the chuppah, the chasm tells the kala, Hare Mekudeshesli, what is he giving her? The Reuven, one of the guests at the wedding, happens to owe me $1,000,000, I give you the right to collect the money that Reuven owes me. So what good is that? His mamash doesn't give her anything. Doesn't give her a piece of paper. So milva al peh, everything is about peh. So freg the gemara, the milva al peh, the maitliki. What is the machlekes for a man and rabbanah by the milva al peh? Doesn't he give her anything? So the gemara, but the rabbuna amar rav, they argue about the machlekes, the rabbuna said in the name of rav. Yom rabbuna amar rav. There is a takana the rabbanah of maim and shloshka. Maim and shloshka, the gemara says in Gittin, Dafi Dalet, is a hilchus of aloi taim. The gemara says it's one of the three, it's a din the rabbanah, it's not a din the rai. It's one of the three takanas the rabbanah. No, she put it up and asked, that's a different, that's a din the rai. This is a maim and shloshka, this is a different din. Maim and shloshka is a din the rabbanah. Maim Shlosh the Gemara says is one of the three takanas the Rabbanon, which is a hilchus b'loy time. It's a din the Rabbanon that doesn't have any mahalach how it works. An original takana the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, for example, if I happen to have a ring and I left it by you, let's say you have a shop, you're a jeweler, and you have my ring, or a pikadon, whatever. I went away and I left you the ring, and it's in your home. I left the safer by you. It's a pikadon. Then I want to give it to you b'matana, but I don't have it to make the key. See if you'll give me a suder, let's say you'll give me a tie, you'll give me a handkerchief, you give me a pair of gloves, or whatever, you give me a ballpoint pen, give me some kind of a kli. So I'll say, by my accepting, by my receiving your kli, I hereby give you ownership of that pikadon, that safer, that ring, that watch, whatever it is, the automobile, which is over there somewhere. So that's good. The automobile or the watch or the ring belongs to me. You give me a suder, you claim it, that's fine. So the Gemara says, the Meir Takana, there isn't even any need for a Kenyan suder. If all three of us are here, b'mayim et shloshtan, all three are present, and I say, I want to give you, b'matana, the pikadon that you are holding for me. And you don't have the pikadon here with you. If you have it in your pocket, you give it to me and I'll hand it over, no problem. You don't have it here, you have it at home. You have it at home, and home is in China, let's say. It doesn't matter where home is. The din is the takana the rabbanon, if it were present, b'mayim et shloshtan kon. How does it work? Poof, magic, it works with the rabbanon, that's what the Gemara calls. Hilchus the Balai time, it's a takana the Rabbanon.
It creates so much confusion. He gets together, so listen, I have a thing, you come in, we get together. Once these two stay, you said it, I mean, that's it.
I don't get it, no. You have to have Aiden.
Well, Aiden have to be here. You have to have Aiden.
You don't need Aiden for the Kenyan to work, but if there's going to be a dinter later on as to who said what or who owns what, you have to prove everything with Aiden. Whatever, you don't have Aiden, so everybody will lake it up.
Everybody will lake it up.
Is there somebody here with short memory?
Not
So you don't use them as names. You write it down.
They said it would work in Google's what kind of emergency case. And God knows what is at stake.
Right.
So all I say is that they allowed it to work. But they, at the same time,
the Rishonim explained, because of emergency cases, that's why they made the takana. But once they made the takana, it works even if there's no emergency. You know, if there's no emergency, if all three people are present, the one who's holding on to the pikadon, and the two people, the one who wants to give the matana to the other one, you're kind of the maimon shlosh, the maimon shlosh means all three are present together, and you're kind of. Now, what happens, the Gemara raises the shaila, if it's not that you have my object, what if I lent you $100? You owe me the money. Where is the money? You spent it already. So there is no... there is no tangible object that belongs to me that you are holding in your rishus. You owe me a debt of $100. Would you say that there's a takanas chachamim that a milveh alper is nikna aidei maimat shloshtam? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara suggests here that that must be the machlokes from me and the rabbanon by the brayse. The chosin tells the kalan of the chuppah harem mukudash esli. She says, where's the kesef? He says, oh, and he picks up one of the guests there at the wedding. He says, that guy owes me $1,000,000. So $1,000 from the $1,000,000 that he owes me should now belong to you. And all three are there. The Kal is there, the Chasson is there, and the guy who owes the money is there.
He has to be involved. He has to be here.
He has to be present. He has to be present. Taisus hasn't gotten the machlokes. Does he have to consent?
Yes.
What if the middleman says, I don't agree to be kind of the object for the other one? Let's say you have my pikadon, you owe me $100, you say, you don't want to have anything to do with Mr. Spiegel. You're going to give me back the pikadon of the halva, you're not going to give it to him. So Tosfos has 2 days, can Maimon Shloshim work? Can he be kind of the halva, the pikadon, bal korcha of the nifkad? The nifkad or the loivet doesn't want to get involved in his kinyan. Let's say I pick an innocent guest at the wedding and he really owes me money. I say, that man who owes me the money should now belong to you. And the man says, I don't want to have anything to do with this. I owe the money. I owe the money to the chosin. I don't want to owe any money to the cow.
Why is it in the shtar? Why is it in the shtar? Because it goes off. It says the four. That they will make the shakana. And it's
more
also, so it's only
later on.
Right.
Why is it different?
One day in Taisa says that my mashloshta works, he considered as if it's zochon liyadam shloi b'fana. He's fourth holding on to my ring. So if he agrees to hold it for Rabbi Spiegel, it's considered as if he had picked it. I didn't pick it up. It's in his house. Still, the takana, if he would pick it up for Rabbi Spiegel, he'd be kind of takas up in Adam Shleimafana. But he doesn't have it, it's in his house, he considered it midirabbanan as if it were Zachon Adam Shleimafana. And then Rav Huna adds on that even if he owes me money, not that he has my pikadon, he owes me $1,000. And the money is not the yen, it's considered as if he picked up the money on behalf of the Makabala Matana. So one opinion of Taisus is that my Mashloshtan only works midaitai of the nifkad, of the middleman, doesn't work al karach. And the Rabbi Natam has a famous sheet, he has a riot from a whole Gemara in the end of Baba Basra. No, he claims it even works about Korchai. We don't have to consult him, the same as by the Mechira Shtoris. The Mikra didn't work about Korchai. So now the Gemara suggests maybe this is the Machlokes Hatanaim in the Brais.
I give credit to the brothers, they put out all the rumors and they take diamonds.
They're right. Do they want to get involved in the Smithers? No. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes of the chosin is mekadosh the isha and a debt that somebody owes him in milvah alpeh? But the Rav Huna Amar Rav, the argument probably is, and this din Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Yom Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, mana li biyotcha, you have $100 that belongs to me, and I say tenehu litloni, give it to him, give it to Rabbi Spiegel. So Rav Huna says a din, but my much loshtan. If all three of us are present, if Rabbi Spiegel is not, and I tell you, give the $100 to him, so he's not claiming until you give it to him. But if all three of us are present, if it's the Maimat Shlosh from the Noisin and the Kabbalah and the middlemen are here, is Kana. So the Gemara says, Mar, so far the Chachamim say, Einim Kudeshes, why not? Because they hold Kikom Rav, when the Rav say this Chiddush, that the Chachamim invented a new Takan of Maimat Shlosh and Hanamil Bibikot. That's only if the middleman is holding on to an object that belongs to me. Havol milve loy. But if he owes me money and there is no object, there's no tangible object, then the whole takanas maim shlosh doesn't work. So here the chosin tells the kallah that one of the guests at the wedding owes him money and he should now owe the money to you, the kallah, so that he didn't give the kallah anything. When the kallah will get the money, she'll be mekudesh. She's kozman, she didn't get it. She didn't get anything yet. If it would have been a pikadon, they would all agree it would be good kiddushin. But the Braisa says the machlokes is by milvah alpeh. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the machlokes. It's a marsavar, and Rav Meir holds mikudeshes. Why? Because Rav Meir holds, which is the halachic rather, loishna milva loishna pikadon. It doesn't matter whether the maim hashloshen is done on a tangible object or on a milva, maim hashloshen is pulled. That's how the Gemara suggests. That's how the Gemara suggests. Maybe then Nachsan Tzeva was right that it wouldn't go Biyush. Maybe he thinks that he's wrong even then. He has a right. The whole right of Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong, but he thinks maybe he was right then. But he says, Bizman Hazeh, the function of the rabbi, Alpidin, not only in Mitzvah, it's like that. The function of the rabbi, Alpidin, is to keep law and order. So he says, that's Alpidin, the function of a melech. Melech bin Mishpat Yamir Eretz. The function of the melech is to keep law and order. So he says, the Rabbanim today, certainly the Yerusha, the Rabbanim goes to Yerusha. If the son is wrong, Maka, because it's Mamish a din of Malchus, it's not at all a din of Tetzah.
I'm going to go to the hospital.